Magefa ends how? With Keteris. We've got no Keteris. We've got no Keteris. So how can we end the Magefa if we've got no Keteris? So the answer is we have got Keteris. Keteris is the power of being the Achid, being the Kasha. It says in Nesiva Shalom, last week's parasha is Karbonos, it's always Ruben on Tzorim. Why? To give us Gaguim. To make us long for a return to the base of Mikdash, a return to Yerushalayim. This week's parasha says, Nekoyim nikmas bnei Yisroel meisa midyonim, acha te osif al amecha. Also refers to it as nikmas Hashem. It says, v'yiyal midyon, losis nikmas Hashem b'midyon. Is it a taking revenge against the Midyanim because of the Rebbein Shloim or because of Klal Yisroel? It was Bnei Yisroel Meisa Midyan. What's the Shinui HaLoshen? More than that, the biggest question is, revenge is an evil thing. Revenge is terrible. Once you start with revenge, there's a cycle of hatred and a cycle of not forgiving, and you carry on forever and ever the bad feelings you have towards another person. So what's this Nekoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisroel? Well, what's the need for it altogether? The Torah says Lo Sikko and Lo Sito. Lord Mepharshim explained, why shouldn't I bear a grudge? He did something terrible to me. Why shouldn't I try and get my own back on him? And this Sharon says, Nekoma is Mesukim Dvash, it's sweeter than honey. It's the most delicious thing is to take revenge. To give him a taste of his own medicine. Give him back what he did you give back. Make him feel the pain sweet after revenge. He made you feel pain. It's
sweet revenge.
Yeah, he says it's Nekoma Mesukim Dvash. And he writes that the Dovazer Kal Rak Malchi Ashores Hashem Ben Midas Alon. I once heard in Shmuz and Gates from Matsyo, he said, when I was in yeshiva, this a few years ago, he said, Dovazer Kal Rak Malchi Ashores Hashem Ben Midas Alon. You can be medayik every word in Mitzvah Shoshorim. So he's saying that the Malchi Ashores, because they don't have these midas, therefore it's easy for them to be Mekayim Lo Yisikayim Lo Yisitoyim. But if the Malachi Ashores did have these midas, even though they're Malachi Ashores, even they're Malochim, they'd still find it hard. And he says, but we have to do it, because it's Gzeres HaMelech. It's the king's decree. Hashem's decided we're not allowed to take revenge. And yet here's the point. Sorry? It says Amecha, it's true, and this is the Goyim, this is the John. But I tell you what the kash is on that. It's true, it's apostle. Well, here with these also psukim, but the kasha is, what's the reason why they sit there? How do you overcome the feeling of desire to take revenge? Answer, you say, it's Bashet. It's because Hashemai, I must have deserved it. If he did this to me, if they did this to me, I must have deserved it, otherwise it wouldn't have happened. What can happen if you don't deserve it? So you say, it's Bashet. So when you go and do something, it's also Hashemai. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being service as sinless. I want to say, who are the weakest people in the world? The government of every country. The president, the prime minister, the king of every country is the weakest person in the world. Why? Because every single person's got bechira. You choose things, we all choose things. Who doesn't choose anything? A king. Leib Elohim, son of Yad Hashem. He's just a puppet. The weakest man in the world is Trump. The weakest person is the prime minister, the president. He's just a puppet, he's just doing what he's told to do, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. It's not his own doing. He's just doing what he has to do. So the Torah says, Leisikim Leisita, and here there's a mitzvah of Nekoma. I once saw in Ian Tefillah from Shimon Schwab, Zechen Brocha, who wrote the two Sforim we got from Shimon Schwab. One is on the Sedra, Marie Sefer, on the parish of Marie Sefer. There's this Sefer on Tefillah called Ian Tefillah. And in the Sefer Yom Tefillah, he asks about the tefillah we say on Tannis, we say Aneini, in Mincha. It says in the tefillah, Aneini Hashem Aneini. Yom Tzem Tannis say, Niki B'tzor G'doy L'Anach. Well, B'tzor G'doy L'Anach, everyone can say it, the Kavon. This Shavuos B'Tannis, B'tzor G'doy L'Anach, the whole world turned upside down. there's a pandemic and everyone's scared and everyone's frightened. No one knows who will survive, who will live, who will die, and the economy's completely shattered throughout the world. Everyone's scared about money, what's going to happen. They've lost money, they're losing money, what's going to be in the future. Economic, more than economic insecurity, tremendous uncertainty, tremendous fear. And Shimon Schwab says over there, it says there, ki betzorah gadol anochnu, the very next thing we say is, al teifin al rishim. Please Hashem, don't pay attention to our weaknesses, to our misdemeanors, to our faults. Take no notice, al teifin al rishim. Why? Because we're taking responsibility. We say al teifin rishenu straight away because betzorah gadol anochnu means there's a reason. Nothing happens stum, nothing's random. Everything's for a reason. So it says that al teifin rishenu straight away after we say betzorah gadol al teifin rishenu. Al tasim lechonu. So if that's the case, if everything happened because it was deserved, what does it mean that there's such a thing as nekoma against the Midyan? Surely we should always see whatever happens, happens because it has to happen. There's a reason why Nachum Dovid just came in. There's a reason why it had to be right now. No, that's just the how, it's not the why. There's a reason, in everything. There's a reason why we're upstairs, Malam Kodesh, and we got plans to go down afterwards. No, Malam Kodesh, go up. And actually, it's very special thing. I saw Ritzovic this week, it reminds me. Ritzovic says, there's the Indian, but Mokum Torah Shantay Tefillah. This is the place, this is the place where people learn, right? Well, I suppose the hall also to some degree. Mokum Torah Shantay Tefillah, why? So he says, wherever you learn, is Daladam Shalach. What's Daladam Shalach? It's the Shechina. Kedushmach was in the Mokum, he's in Daladam Shalach. Ain't like Kedushmach by Lomoy, Elo Daladam Shalach Lulav. So he says that every single place where you learn has Aviro de Eretz Yisrael. Even if the borders are closed, you can't get in without Yishur. Avir Eretz Yisrael, you've got Avir Eretz Yisrael, the Dalad Amos, where you learn, is Avir Eretz Yisrael, and Adbef Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, makes you cleverer, makes you wise, you understand the Shir better, because it's in here. Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, it's better than on Zoom. Mechilas Kvoitchen, I mean, you're doing it for good reasons, but it's better than on Zoom. Why? Because B'mokim, the Dalam Shalocha is Avir Eretz Yisrael, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, that's why the Mokum Torah Shomtei Tefillah. So Tzadik explains it in a very beautiful way. He says, you know why? It's because Torah is all about acceptance. I accept Hashem's word. He tells me how to live. He tells me what I've got to do. He tells me what's bad for me, what's good for me. I'm listening to his instructions. That's Torah. So wherever we're learning Torah, we're learning, the Bereshit was teaching us in Lama Torah Lama Yisrael, but we're accepting. We've got Hachno. Hachno is the essential requirement for Tefillah. Because you can only ask the Bereshit Shleim to help you when you really believe Be'emunah Shleima that he's the boss, that he's in charge. It's Hachno. In fact, in Ali Shul, he says that Chassidim Rishonim, they spend a whole hour before they start davening. What do they do during that hour? So they prepare themselves. They didn't learn Musa. They didn't say Tilim. They didn't do Lafyomi. What were they doing? Is the Chassidim Rishonim, the Shor Achas. They would be making a tefillah. He says, what's our Achanah for tefillah? Achanah. Surrender. Submission. Acceptance. Hashem, your
place. Why does that take an hour? Why does that take an hour?
They worked hard on it. I said, you know, we think we do it quickly. They took longer. They obviously did much. They must have done it much better. In fact, our little bit of it is the line Hashem Svosai Tiftoch Ufi Yemi Tilosecha. Because in saying Hashem Svosai Tiftoch, we're admitting, you Hashem, I'm standing in front of you. Please open my lips. Enable me to say praise for you. So to answer the question about Nicholas Shemamidjo, many, many years ago, I heard a question from Rabbi Miller, Zichrono Livracha, Melchem Miller. He asked, why is there such a thing as Mises Beis Din? Why did Beis Din ever execute somebody? Why can't we just leave it up to Hashem? Leave it to Hashem. Hashem will say, he's a big Rasha, he was Avodah Zorah, he was Megala Arayos, he should die. The Gemara in Ksuvos actually says that although Mises Beis Din is bottle, Din Mises Beis Din is not bottle. Mises Beis Din is bottle, but Din Mises Beis Din is not bottle. That means that even in our time, somebody who Lo'eleinu was meant to be killed by the Beis Din, if there would have been a Beis Din, he also has exactly the same consequence. The same thing happens to him. He talks about different things, snake bites, and this happens, that happens. What would have happened will still happen. It just doesn't happen through Beis Din. It's not the Beis Din. It's happening. It always happens. So he says, whenever I see something, it makes an impression on me. So if you saw somebody breaking Shabbos, Shabbos is no longer so choshen in your eyes. If you saw somebody committing a murder, Chas V'Shalom, then life isn't so choshen in your eyes. Whatever you get used to seeing weakens you. It weakens your feeling towards this thing. And even, I think unfortunately, in this Magefa, people hear how many people died each day. And they say, oh, it was only this and this number. I remember when it was much, much worse. And in our minds then, life is cheap. You say, oh Hashem, it was only 20 people. What do you mean 20 people? 20 people, it's terrible. But I remember when it was 897. But it's 20 people. So Rav Melchem Miller says, it says in the Torah, Yad Ha'edim Tiyaboy Rishonim V'Yad Kol Achronim. The two witnesses who actually saw the crime being committed, they have to carry out the execution. They're not executioners, they're not employed as a hangman. Why are they given that job? The answer is, he saw the Chil Shabbos, so Shabbos isn't choshet him anymore. So he's got to do something as a tikkun. So the nikmas bnei Yisrael mijonim in this week's parasha was to do something for Klal Yisrael, to change us, to make us put right some of the spiritual damage that has been done to us, some of the sensitivity which has been wrecked and ruined by the action of Midyonim, which now will have a tikkun because of this fight. So we have to explain now this morning what was the damage, actually what went wrong, what was so bad, and we also have to explain how is it put right by fighting. So I want to answer the second question first. Many years ago, I saw in Kovet Tzoros from B'chon Lassen, Zechzavi Baruch HaShem in Kendomoy, he's a Talmud Muvukov of Kovet Chaim. And he said, at the time of the Russian Revolution, when the communists came to power, overthrew the Tsar, and came to power, the communists, a lot of them were Jewish communists, one of them, they were very, very, very anti-religious. And they made this sexier, there was like a part of the Communist Party which had its whole focus on persecuting Yidden, feeding on Yidden. What were they out to get? To destroy Yiddishkeit. And Rachmon Litzlan, so many Yidden lost everything because of this intoxication of communism. And the extremely powerful message, destroying religion, destroying belief, destroying faith, destroying anything which was not part of communist philosophy. So Bochanan Wasserman there writes in Kovetz Ha'aretz, he's got his Biurim al Golas B'derech HaPshat, at the back of Kovetz Ha'aretz and Bogs. So he says there that he spoke to Chofetz Chaim about what was happening. And Chofetz Chaim said, we made a terrible mistake. It means we the Rabbon, we made a very big mistake. He says, what was the mistake? He says, the mistake was we should have gone and killed all these Yidden. We should have killed the Jewish communists. He said, a lot of us would have got killed in the process, but we would weaken their spiritual power. That when you go and fight physically against Rishoyim and Oiv Avera, you're risking your life, and maybe you'll even give up your life. But we machlish their koyach. Here when it says, we're required to take revenge against the Midyanim, it's a very, very important thing for us. It destroys something which the Midyanim have done to us. What does it destroy? In the Gemara in Sotah Daf Yudal Domed Aleph, the Gemara asks, Neiman Nikva Moshe Eitzel Baal Beis Pa'oyer. The Gemara answers, Kedei Lechape Al Maisa Pa'oyer. It comes to be a kapora for Maisa Pa'oyer. So Tosfos there brings, Medrash HaGod. B'chol Shona B'Shona, very strange Medrash, B'chol Shona B'Shona, every single year, Be'eis Shechotu Yisrael B'Bnei Yismoyov, at the time when Klal Yisrael did the Aveiru with Bnei Yismoyov, Be'oisa Perek, Beis Pa'oyer Oyla Lamala, at that moment, the house of Pa'oyer rises up, Kedei Lekatre Yigola Hazke Ohoy. Ukshu Roye Kivrei Shel Moshe, Choyze V'Shekeya. When it sees the Keva, this Tosfos brings this Medrash, When he sees the Kibrish of Moshe, he goes back down into the earth. Shemoshe Rabbeinu shokoi bekarka ad choit moi. Moshe Rabbeinu was immersed in the ground till his nose. For chol shah sha'oila, any time the base pa'oir comes up, choizem nishkan amokim, choizem nishkan amokim shel shokoi Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rebbe Moshe Rosh writes, Linta Shemulchamta Shemosh Rabbeinu Nimsheches Oileches Pchadoris. The Melchoma, in here, this week's parasha, of Moshe Kneged Midyon, Kneged Beis Pa'or, is Bechol Doi V'Doi. It's now as well. What is it all about? What's the Melchoma? So Rebbe Moshe explains that really these two Averas, which look like almost separate things, Avodah Zorah and Znus, Aroyas, looks like two different things. One is Taiva, the other isn't to do with Taiva, it's to do with your brains, your head. You worship another God. Behemoth, it was all one thing, it was one mid, it was mid of the Midas Hagai. Therefore, we understand Moshe Rabbeinu is exactly the right person to be the second. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Olam HaKalot, Moshe Rabbeinu Adam, he's the most humble human being who ever lived. So the tikkun is dafka li Moshe Rabbeinu keneged Baal Pa'or, because the yisoid of Baal Pa'or is mekusha to gaiva, to pride. So I read this, but Moshe didn't understand what it means. But the Zora, what's good with gaiva? Taiva. Snus, Aroyas, what's going to do with Gai? When you think about it, it's not so difficult to explain. What does Avodah Zorah mean? I think a human being has a tremendous program built into him from his creation. A program for all his needs. So a normal healthy person feels hungry when he hasn't got any food in him. He feels thirsty when he hasn't drunk enough. He feels cold when he needs to put on the heating. And he feels hot when he needs to turn on the air conditioning. That's the program. The brain should put that program with the human being for his safety and his well-being. So just like the physical needs of a person are programmed, when you're tired you need to go to bed. When you're uncomfortable because you're stuck in the same place for too long, you have to start walking, you have to start moving yourself. That's that. So too, all Dvarim Ruchniim are also built into us. So the fact that a person feels pain from being lonely is because we're not meant to be alone. We're meant to be mekushe with other people. So social distancing is very bad. You need to do it because of magefa, but it's very, very bad. Why? Maybe that's the reason why. Because Rambam says, you're so far from one another, and you're next to each other, I'll show you what it's like to be far from one another. You'll be locked up in your house, you'll be watching on Zoom, you won't be able to go here, won't be able to go there. Someone told me, there's a youth in London who every Friday afternoon, makes a Kabbalah Shabbos. You heard about this? He makes a Kabbalah Shabbos on Zoom. That's Friday afternoon before Shabbos, because Erev Shul's closed, he's done this for months. And he does it with a few people joining in with him, very, very nice. Kabbalah Shabbos every Friday afternoon. Well, before Shabbos, he hasn't been in Kabbalah Shabbos. And 2,000 people watch every week from all over the world. But everyone's still separate. Separation is very bad. It's bad to be separate. It's good to be together. So just like this feeling of pain when you feel alone, it hurts you to be alone, it's awful to be alone, it's extremely painful to be alone, we need closeness, we need togetherness. So too, there's a feeling in each human being, we are all, I need a God, I need a religion, I need someone to worship. So if a person's a Balgaiva, how's he going to do it? He can't accept the Rebbeinu Shem because the Rebbeinu Shem is above him, telling him what to do. So he makes God. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah comes from that longing for religion. That longing, that natural inbuilt part of every human being. I want to worship something. That's why there's the World Wildlife Fund, trying to save the planet, the Green Party, the SEALs, global warming. It's because they need a religion. So they've given up the church, they've given up Christianity, they've given up all the other religions. So therefore they've got global warming, a new religion, they've got climate change, a new religion, they've got to have a Green Party, whatever, all these other things. Extinction, this animal, that animal, the other animal, what will happen with the last panda in the world, what will happen? They have to have something to believe in. So Avodah Zarah comes from this desire. But the Shoresh HaDovah is Gaiva. The person is about Gaiva. So they have tremendous Gaiva, so they want this Avodah Zarah. And they want to not just have it for themselves, they want to thrust their philosophy down our necks, down our throats. They want us to also be like that. They weren't content with being Balei Tayav, Balei Oiv Avodah Zarah. They're only happy if they can make us do it as well. So the Kneged, the Gaiva, there has to be this Midas Hachnor, Midas Anovo, which is, it's Nekoy Nikmas Bnei Yisroel, because of the damage to us. But it's Nikmas Hashem, because it's really all about opposition to Malchus Shemayim. It's very again to us today, it's opposition to Malchus Shemayim. What's Ofsted most interested? Only this, only opposition to Malchus Shemayim. The only things they're really bothered about, the Ikka is Aroyas, that there's only one type of Mushlis in the whole Bria, and that's somebody who doesn't believe in being a Mushlis. It's the only type of Aveir there is. It's not holding of Hashkosa. No, Aveir, it's only one. And Avodah Zarah, that Chalila is not quite as bad for them, Chalila, somebody believes in Bria Shemayim. It's mamash, we are living in this time, it's double poshut. Ofs is meant to be about education, no shakas education, it's just about the two shittas. Shitta number one, you've got to be mushkas, and if you're not mushkas yourself, at least you've got to hold mushkas, some of the best people in the world. And shitta number two, you must believe that less thing, less die, and there's no very money. So it's all about midas hachnor. Because even about Arois, it's really about Hachnor. Am I willing to accept somebody else will dictate to me about my private life? Somebody else will tell me what I should do or I shouldn't do. It's Hachnor. We have a Torah. The Torah teaches us, listen. With that we have a Hesber of the Hemshech parasha. We go on to Bnei God and Bnei Ruvin. Bnei Ruvin is a fantastic parasha, amazing parasha. doesn't really make sense initially to us. But Shmuel has promised Eden, here's Eretz Yisrael, here's your land. This is where you're meant to live. Not Manchester, not Gateshead, not London. You're meant to live in Eretz Yisrael. This is why I'm giving you the land. Comes along, 2.5 Shvot, and they say, Moshe, we don't want Eretz Yisrael. We want to live in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe says, okay, all right. Why does he say all right? Why is he willing to accept it? Why doesn't Moshe kick up a fuss and say, what are you talking about? You saw the Chet Meraglim, you saw you've got to listen, you've got to do what you're told. And you've got to do what you're told. You like it, you don't like it, you've got to do what you're told. Here's Eretz Yisrael, finished. You've got henchmen, cattle, animals. Kadosh Baruch Hu concede to everything. He supported you for 40 years in the midbar with no food, with nothing, and bread came down, mom came down from the Shemai, and water came out of a stone. So you worried about Eretz Yisrael, there won't be enough land, there won't be enough place. Don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Eretz Yisrael, giving this to Klal Yisrael, it's your place, it's your nachma, that's it. But he doesn't say that. So I saw Gevaltige Teretz in the Sefer from Rabbi Merrill from Gateshead, a beautiful word, he says, is you can't have Eretz Yisrael unless you long for it. Eretz Yisrael is Dover Ruchni. A Dover Ruchni, if you don't want it, you can't have it. I can only have what I want in Ruchnius. If I don't want the Ruchnius, it's not shaykh to have it. It's not that I'm not allowed to have it, I can't have it. You need to have Gaguin. We need to have longing and wanting. That's why the sinsha has been revealed. Yeah, we don't want it enough. And lots of other reasons as well. As well as it is, and we don't want it enough. Do we really want it? Do we really want close? When we want closer to the control, we've got closer to the control. If you don't want it, you don't want it. This explains something about Bnei God and Bnei Reuben, but I wanted to... I wanted to share Machshov I had on this whole Indian, and then come back to the Moshe's beer and they got mirror. Because the Medrash he brings is a fascinating Medrash. I've never heard of this Medrash before. To explain they got mirror. The Torah says, Churban Golos, it's because you're not happy. You're happy, has everyone got a big smile on their face? No, because it's been on Tzorim. Some that's the reason why. Although really, I don't know how you could bring the Shia upstairs now and back into for real this week, because we're not talking at all anymore, or the screen. We're talking actually to real live people, Baruch Hashem. It's such a simcha, you can't do a bit on Tzorim. It's not so the Indian, which is not, it's not so stupid. Says the Churban Bayis, because Tachsh V'Rat Hashem Kepa Simcha, to Leva Moroko, it's what it says in Chumash. In the Gemara, Chazal tell us a different reason, Sinas Chinam. So the Shem Shmuel asks, how can you have two different reasons? Here it says Sinas Chinam. Here it says it's because of Simcha, that lack of Simcha. Not Simchadik, not happy enough. Some people are Simcha, they're always Simcha, always Simcha. But you have to be Simcha. And he gives a mode of pretense. He says, happy people don't fight. Happy people don't fight. If you're simcha, you won't fight. So I said, I was understanding Daf Yomi this week. In Daf Yomi it says all the mitzvahs which are originally mekabel the simcha, they still do the simcha. So mila originally mekabel the simcha, they still do the mila simcha. And things which they did b'ktata with machloikas, they still do machloikas. And it's aroyas, and it says the ksuv of the rambati. So I asked the obvious question. It doesn't say anywhere about Barois, there was ketotah. All it says is boichim mishvachoisa, they were crying, they were upset. It doesn't say there was ketotah. The teretz is, when you're not happy, you fight. You see it ourselves, you know, when you're tired, you become more irritable, you have clashes with other people, you're not feeling good. When you feel down, then you're much more likely to have quarreling, to quarrel with other people, to have altercations. It's bound to be because of the lack of being in a good mood. So the Torah says, it's because you weren't besimcha. You didn't tell Hashem besimcha. Is that causing us to? So I said, with that, I understand why there's a mitzvah by a chasna to misanach chasim kala. Why do you have to make chasim kala happy? Sure, they're very happy already. They're getting married. Yeah. Are they so sad because they're getting married? So you have to cheer them up. Somebody's in the oval, the mitzvah of Nachum Avinu, they're trying to comfort him. But the Chosin and Kala, they're happy. Baruch Hashem, they're married today. It's marvelous, fantastic. And he's from Samir Chosin and Kala. So now I understand your pshat. It's because if you make the Chosin and Kala happy, then they won't fight. And what you want Shalom Bayis. No, in Chosin and Kala, get married. You want them to have Shalom Bayis. So that's why he can try and give them simcha. You can't give them shalom.
You're saying they're already happy.
They're already happy. You can't give them shalom. What do you really want? You want to give them a present called shalom bayis. Every chasna kala getting married, you want to give them a present. Here's my chasna present, it's called shalom bayis. I can't give it. But what you can do is give simcha. Being samei chasna kala. And if they're happy, then they're less likely to fight. In their Moshe, he brings a medrash to explain what was the kavon of Bnei God and Eruvin, and this maybe will answer my question of why didn't Moshe make a fuss? Why didn't Moshe just put his foot down and say, sorry, you want Eilei Yad and you can't have it. Hashem says it's Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. So the medrash, he brings it from Sefer Maalos Hamidos, Kosha Machloikus. Afilu kedei la'asas yog le'mitzvahs shekein motzinu bnei God bnei Reuven sh'omru yutan es oretz hazois. They said, let this land Eilayar be given to us for these 2.5 shvot. Umipnei ma bochro iso. Why did they choose it? Mimnei sh'oyolehem mikne harbe. Because they had many animals. They had a big flock. V'hoyu mevakshim lehistracheik min hagezel u'min hamachloikus. And they were frightened because they've got so many animals. There'll be gezel, people will steal them, other people will steal from them. And there'll be machloikus. Machloikus about how much land they've got. Or maybe it just means machloikus, because machloikus often comes from jealousy. You see, he's richer than you. So you're jealous of him. So it causes machloikas. So therefore they said, we won't live with the rest of the Eden. We'll live on Eilei Yad. Ulufi shepirshu heimi Yisrael tchila golu tchila. Because they separated from Klal Yisrael first, they went into golus first. Vari dvorim kal v'choymer. Uma eilu shepirshu me'achem, it's all Loshna Medrash. Shepirshu me'achem l'shem shemayim. They separated from their brothers not because they hated their brothers. They separated from their brothers because of Lashem Shemayim, very good, a good plan. And nevertheless, Nenshu, they were still punished. What was the punishment? They went to Golos first. That's Loshna Medrash. One of the things you do see over here is that good intentions aren't enough. I had a good intention. It was a good plan. It's not enough. The fact is they were Poyush. But with this we understand if their Kavon is Shem Shemayim, Aharon Moshe Rabbeinu could see into their minds and could see that they really intended Shem Shemayim. So what does he do? Shem Shemayim? We'll make accommodation for it. But they were still Medrash. It's a practical lesson for us. Avad the Cheshbon is a good Cheshbon. Think always, how can I prevent jealousy? How do you prevent jealousy? What do you do to be more low-key? I don't know how many years, in Sefer Chassidim, he writes there that brothers shouldn't live in the same town. No? Sefer Chassidim. Why? Pashtus, because of potential friction or comparisons. You understand it. As I should say, that Simpson's written 100 years ago, right? So you shouldn't think our problems are different today than then. They're exactly the same. The same human beings. We've got feelings, we've got middas, and there's potential friction. I want to finish off with another chelik of the parasha. You see, it's really Mekusha. It's Ritzef Meshev, it's Golos. Probably, when the Shemayim, the Misavu, the Zichron, the Shemayim, the Misavu, we should always have this parish now during the Hamtzorim. That's the Masses always been Hamtzorim. Because we're in Golos, we're more acutely aware that we're in Golos at the moment. What do you see over there? You see a Ritzef B'Shoigig, he goes into Golos. So this then, Mechamayor, Chelik Dalet, I saw the same idea in Ritzod of Mitzvah Satzadik. He says that nowadays we also have it. When we have it, we travel. Travel isn't his goddess. Well, today we can't do too much traveling because of the current situation. He says traveling is goddess. He says, but I might be traveling for my holiday. I might be traveling for all sorts of other reasons. I might be traveling for business. I'm traveling for a chasna. Traveling for a simcha. It's still traveling. It's misakin. So he asks, why do you need a tikkun? Do you kill anybody? Chas v'sholem. Mitzvah b'shegit. None of us, as far as we know, were nechshol in that. He says, but do we know what we say? Character assassination. You hurt somebody else by what you said about them. You were mashbul and you put them down. It needs a tikkun. What is a tikkun? A tikkun is achno. This nekoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael es midyonim is because Klal Yisrael have been badly influenced by the midyonim in the middle of Gaiva. Golos is there for achno. Golos is there for anon. We're all, as I heard Yosef Efrand saying, he said, today the pandemic has brought the whole world to its knees. It says in Aleinu, Kilcho Sichra Kol Derech, Shok Roshem, V'nech HaShem Yivipoli, V'nech HaShem Yivipoli. Then he says, V'yichav B'chol M'Sol Ma'chus Sefer. He says, that part we haven't done yet. He says, the problem is, the world's come to its knees. The pandemic has broken everybody, everybody's frightened, everybody's nervous, nobody knows what to do. Especially that Yeshua. But the Kabul Chulam is Oem Al Chasecho, that's what we have to do. That's our Voidah, that Pashas Matzimase. It's also interesting, Shabbos Chazak. Shabbos Chazak means this Shabbos, only a few times in the year, Shabbos Chazak, it's a special Shabbos of his Chazakos. We also have Korot Feras and Gubel and Tzorim, which during the 3 weeks, it's like the Koshas Magid says, easier to be Masig Hashem. This will also be another Menachem Ovsh.